So good evening and welcome to Poetry Boo at number 6 from here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Lovely summer evening outside, very cool, everything poised. It's coming into dusk as I look outside of the window. Just the right sort of atmosphere for the poem I'm going to read this evening. It's a poem by somebody who is probably my second favourite modern poet after W.B. Yeats, none other than Ted Hughes, who I'd argue is probably the preeminent English language poet of the second half of the 20th century. Be that as it may, this is a request, second request from my good friend Sumitra Dhaka, who particularly wanted this poem, which means I'm going to have to break a convention already on Poetry Boo by reading something longer than 3 minutes, which means it'll have to be a double boo in order to get it all in, particularly because I'm rambling away at the start of this one. The poem's called The Horses, and it's an absolutely fantastic piece of Hughesian evocation of nature, of course, one of the great nature poets. I won't say much more about it because it's just a splendid description of a real encounter that he had. So I'll read the first section and then end and then do a second section where we just finish the poem. So this is for Sumitra Dhaka and it's Ted Hughes's The Horses. I climbed through woods in the hour before dawn dark, evil air, a frost-making stillness, not a leaf, not a bird, a world cast in frost. I came out above the wood where my breath left tortuous statues in the iron light, but the valleys were draining the darkness, till the moorline, blackening dregs of the brightening grey, halved the sky ahead. And I saw the horses. Huge in the dense grey, 10 together, megalith still. They breathed, making no move, with draped manes and tilted hind hooves, making no sound. I passed, not one snorted or jerked its head. Grey silent fragments of a grey, silent world.